We've been married. We lived in Baltimore for quite a while, and we moved to Columbia. And this is the first night we've been on a date in a long time. What the hell am I doing up here? And I've got two stories, and I don't know which one to tell, but I'm going to tell a boring story. I'm from Iowa. Anybody from Iowa? Well, now you know. Way back when, during the Vietnam War, I graduated from high school, and I thought I was a hot rod, and I went to college for a year, and I proceeded to get a 1.3 grade average. And Uncle Sam said, guess what? Well, you're draft eligible, and I got the draft number of 8. Well, I'll tell you, you know, the things that were going on in Vietnam at the time made a lot of people do a lot of crazy things to get out of the draft. Well, I was almost there, but I decided I'm going to try and get in the Air Force. I couldn't get in the Air Force. I couldn't get in the Navy. And then they had this program you could sign up and join the Navy. So I signed up for the Navy, and I wanted to work on submarines, and I wanted to go into nuclear power school. So they said, well, I'm sorry, regular enlistment's 4 years. To go to nuclear power school, you have to sign up for 6. And I thought, well, I'll gain 6, and it'll be like college education and blah, 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 blah. So I go in the service. They tell me I'm going to be an electronics expert. I ended up being a mechanic on diesel engines. Big diesel engines. And I'm talking about a diesel engine that's as high as this and almost as long as that wall over there. And so I worked on an aircraft carrier for a year, 70 feet below the water line. And then I was doing my year out in the fleet to come back and then go to nuke school. On the way back, coming back from Vietnam on the aircraft carrier, they said, you know, you wear glasses and we don't need people with glasses to go on our nuclear power program, and especially on a submarine, because if you break your glasses, what good are you going to be? And so I still have the pen I signed, and I eliminated 2 years of that Navy enlistment. And on the way back from Asia on the aircraft carrier, I get orders to a submarine out of Pearl Harbor, a diesel boat. And a diesel boat's one of the original submarines, I guess. And it looks like a cigar. It was the USS Barbell. Oh, yeah, let's name a submarine Barbell. And so, I don't know if any of you have been on a submarine, but the one in the harbor, that's an old World War II sub. I will make a plug for the sister sub that I was on is at the Science Center in Portland, Oregon. You can walk on it and see. And I had to take my wife there to show her how small the bunk was that I had to sleep in for 2.5 years. They're 6 feet. I'm 6'4½". I slept like this for 2.5 years with my feet sticking out over here, over in the corner. So anyway, my story is, it really isn't a job that I wanted to get out of. It's a job I wanted that I couldn't have, and I ended up in the same kind of a job. So that's my story. I'm sticking with it. So.